your ability to accept who it is you truly are will assist you on your journey of your vision, will assist you in your ability to respond to your desires. We so often forget these pieces, these aspects of ourselves, and yet we find ourselves so willing to attempt to accept the things that we might not like. Or at least we're told that. This is about accepting all of you, specifically those pieces of you. They're all good, right? All good. Even the knees or whatever it is maybe that you feel like you want to get rid of, all of it's good, right? All of it's good. What I want you to focus on are those pieces that you've been dimming. And what I want you to do is I want you to print out this list or write it out, you know, whichever you choose, and I want you to hang it somewhere. Hang it somewhere that you're not afraid of other people seeing it. So maybe in your office, you don't need to hide it. Doesn't mean you need to post it on the refrigerator. You don't need to do that. You can if you want to, if that feels good. I want you to make sure that you're not hiding it. I don't want you to hide it from yourself. It doesn't necessarily need to be a masterpiece. You don't need to put it out there for other people to see, but you can. So if you have it hanging in your office and you realize, oh, my husband's going to come into my office, or my friend's going to come into my office, or my colleague's going to come into my office, I better move that thing. No, you don't. There should be a sign hanging or a piece of paper with written on it hanging saying, I admit and I accept that I am beautiful. I admit and I accept that I am intelligent. I admit and I accept that I am prosperous. I admit and I accept that I am a billionaire. Whatever it may be that came through you organically, that I am a millionaire, whatever it may be, that I am abundant, just really a truth for you, your truth. This isn't about comparing your list to anything I've said or anything I haven't said. This is your truth, your truth. Okay? I want you to be aware of it. I want you to be aware of the piece of yourself that you have yet to accept. Now, I'd like to do something a little bit different in the last few minutes of our call. Now that you're seeing and experiencing how the layers are coming together and naturally feeling into them, I want you to understand and realize that they will continue to expand and enhance as you go through them. They will continue to support you. You will utilize this process consistently. Okay? When I say consistently, it doesn't mean that you need to go through it step by step by step by step every 20 days or any 15 days. That's not what I mean by consistently. I mean that you will notice organically that this will consistently show up in your life. And you can ask yourself, whoa, where am I? Where am I in the layers right now? Have I already processed my vision and my fear and I'm in resistance? Am I stuck in rejection? Wow, I feel like I've gone through those, but whoa, is there someone I need to forgive? Okay, so trust your Indy with where you are. And then you'll find yourself in acceptance. You will find yourself in acceptance for your vision. You will find yourself in acceptance for your ability to respond to your vision. And you will find yourself in acceptance for who you are becoming within your vision. Now, I would like to do something a little different. What I'd like to do is call on someone randomly, and I'd like you to share with me one of the I admit and I accept that you've noticed about yourself. So I do understand that I'm putting you on the spot a little bit. I'm okay with that. I'm doing it out of love. Doing it out of love and out of support. And don't worry about who's on the line or who's not on the line. This is an opportunity for you to receive support. There's no right answer. There's no right. It's your answer. Your answer is the right answer. And take a breath and understand that your opportunity in voicing this out loud will anchor this stronger than anything that you could write and hide in private. Okay? So let's see here. Let me refresh my list. Let's just start at the top. Let's see. So this is New York City, 718. Hello, hello, who's this?
Hello, Tara,
hello.
It's Eileen.
Hello, Eileen,
Hello, I'm good, how are you?
Excellent, it's beautiful to have you on the live call, very, very good.
And I'm actually at
All
work,
right.
So I'm moving into a private space quickly.
Okay, all right. There you go with your breath. Move into a private space quickly and safely.
Yeah.
And just allow yourself to release any nerves that might be coming up. If there's any kind of anxiety present, just let it go. And are you in a safe space now?
I am.
Okay. So what I invite you to do, Eileen, is to close your eyes and really from that grounded space, right? You are in the power of sensuality, so you know where your indie is, right? You know where that power of sensuality is. I want you to put your hand in that space, and I want you to share what you now admit and accept about yourself.
I now admit and accept that I have the ability and the gift to heal.
So, Eileen, I want you to take that even bigger. And I'm inviting you, you see how this feels, to say, I admit and I accept that I am a healer.
I admit and I accept that I am a healer.
How does that feel?
Scary. Very scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
But freeing in some way.
Good. I want you to continue to say that to yourself, and I want you to actually really feel it. You rushed through it a little bit just there, and I understand you're at work and you're on the spot, okay? I want you to go through the rest of the day, and before you go to sleep tonight, I want you to put your hands on your power of sensuality, and I want you to say it, and I want you to feel it. I admit and I accept that I am a healer. I want you to really feel it. Okay?
Okay. Yes, I will.
Are you sure?
I am positive. Yes.
I got a little, okay, Tara.
No, I am. I have a lot of anxiety, but
I can definitely hear it.
Just
continue your beautiful sensual breaths, and I look forward to hearing from you as you step into this. Congratulations, Eileen.
Thank you, Tara.
You're welcome, my dear. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
So I want all of you to feel what that feels like. And you might have been able to hear a little bit of the anxiousness and the anxiety, and that is true. That's how it should feel. When you have really come into contact with something that you have not really accepted. And now I want you to be aware, you might have skirted around this. You might have known, like for me to say, whoo, I just got one. I'm going to sweat and I'm going to say it in front of y'all in just a minute here when I get done with what I was saying first. When you allow yourself to really admit a piece of you that you have been running away from, that you have been hiding, that you have been waiting for someone else to give you the approval or the permission to be, yep. When you come into contact with that, you will feel anxiety, like, oh, my goodness, what are people going to think of me if I say this out loud? And the truth is, what am I going to think of me if I admit this to myself? What does this mean? How am I defining myself? Oh my goodness, is this really important to me? Okay? That's how it should feel. And then I want you to really allow yourself to say it. All of you should say it out loud, all of them out loud tonight before you go to bed. Okay? And then remember to hang it. So I'm going to say one. And I'm actually going to stand. You're going to hear my chair move because I really want to ground this for myself and remember my intention, my personal intention to step more into this space for myself. So I'm going to honor that for myself and stand up. All right. I admit and I accept that I am a designer. Now, it is very freeing. Very, very freeing. You will feel lighter. You will feel more open. You may feel a little bit exposed. Powerfully, that's a very good thing. And when you allow yourself to feel into the reality of what it is you've accepted and admitted, you will move beyond feeling exposed and you will move into being visible. And it's not as much about being visible to the outside world as it is much more about you being visible to the truth of who you really are. So with that, I send you all love and grace as you allow yourself to process and enjoy the eighth layer of the Indie, acceptance.